How did your becoming a monk go down with your family, and how did their reaction affect you?
I'm very fortunate. My family was quite accepting. I never got any pushback or any confusion. Everybody was how do you say, disappointed that I wasn't going back. And it was one. I stayed away for quite a long time as well from family, not because it was more because of attachment. I had a lot of attachment to my parents and my siblings and my extended family. It's interesting when people have, like I've had my mom come to the monastery, and oftentimes people ask her, well, what was your reaction? What was your response to him going off and becoming a monk all those years? And her reaction, he was an adult, he can choose what he wants. So it is very practical. But, you know, there was this sense of missing each other. And especially in those days, I mean, yeah, writing a letter was the, you know, an actual physical letter on a piece of paper was basically the only means of communication. Once a year, we would be able to have organize a phone call. And that wasn't easy, but you could do that. And go to the telephone exchange and set up a phone call, and then later going into a layperson's home and setting up a phone call. Once we get on the phone, and it's sort of like 45 minutes, an hour has gone by, and we've been chatting and talking and enjoying each other's space. So that my family was, was missed or upset because I wasn't there, but it was also they saw what I was doing was good. And then in my extended family, I went back. Well, I went back a few times I started going back in 1989 when I visited all my family. They were scattered around Canada because we have, yeah, it's a strong family connection, and so they were all interested and supportive or polite. and then a few years after my first trip going back, I went on a trip to Canada there was a laywoman and a couple of her family members wanted to see places in Canada, so invited me and Ajahn Jayasaro as well, because he was the sort of assistant abbot for me, so it gave the opportunity for us to travel together, and we went and basically went to wherever I had relatives, mostly, and then one place we went was where both my parents grew up, is the city of Winnipeg. It's right in the middle of Canada, and so relatives on both sides. And then I went to university there, so I still had several university friends who had wanted to keep in touch. And there was interest in Buddhism there, so this Buddhist group invited me to give a talk. So I go to give a talk, and there's all sorts of people show up, and when we went back to Thailand and back to Wat Nanachat, talking to the community and sort of say, yeah, it was really interesting. I go back, went to Winnipeg, where I spent a lot of time growing up, and they've even got a Buddhist group there. When I was there as a student, and no idea how to connect with Buddhism, and there was, you know, all sorts of people come out to actually, you know, meditate and listen to a Dhamma talk, and then Ajahn Jayasaro pipes up and says, "Yeah, but about half of them were his relatives and friends." So it was very sweet.